Hello.
Hello, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion
survey.
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, ma'am, and I'm not about to ask for a donation. May I please speak with Amber?
Mrs. Sir.
Amber, can you help us out with the survey? It's not going to take no more than 5 minutes, less than that.
That's fine. I'm just doing homework with my son, so I'll try to do it quickly.
Okay. Okay, we're going to continue in English, and she's speaking with Amber Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Well, technically, I live in Peoria.
Okay. Let's see. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track, ma'am?
I don't know. Right track, I don't really.
Okay. Now I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. The area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Yellow River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you, Amber. Now, questions that the survey is asking, are you female or male?
Female.
Thank you. And what year were you born?
85.
Thank you. Okay. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, we all are.
Okay. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I would say fair.
Okay. And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on the scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. More good-paying jobs from 1 to 5.
Okay, I'm sorry. So 5 being bad and 1 being good?
Actually, 1 means that it would do very little. So it would be 5 a lot more.
I would say like 2.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options?
I would say 2.
Okay. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I'd probably say 3.
Okay. More shops in retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
2.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities?
Oh, God. I would say probably 1.
Okay. Better public transportation options?
I think they have a pretty decent one. I would say I'd give them a 4 for that one.
Okay. Better street and road maintenance?
3.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Looking for.
Looking? Okay. And would you say that there are too many or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I would say probably 3, but right, I'm kind of in the middle.
Oh, okay. Too few?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
Too few.
Okay. Thinking about commercial development, I am going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see see more of the kind of businesses in Laveen. Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Yes, strongly.
Yes.
Okay. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Somewhat, strongly, no?
Strongly.
Okay. Dollar stores and discount chains? Somewhat, strongly, no?
Somewhat.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
Somewhat.
Okay. Doctor's offices and hospitals?
No, we have a decent amount over there.
Okay. Thank you. And we're almost done. Please, let's see here. Oh, here it is. Grocery stores and supermarkets, you said somewhat or?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. Yes, I thought so. Okay. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen? I'll write them down for you here.
Like Target, more options for healthy food places.
Anything else?
And like home. I mean, I don't know if this is on the list, but like entertainment, like movie theaters. They were supposed to have one, I guess, put out somewhere over here, but they never got to it.
Theaters, okay. Let's see. Mm-hmm. And theaters. Okay, switching gears a bit. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, or a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Fairly big problem.
Okay. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or very big problem?
Moderate problem.
Okay. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes, no, or yes if you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes? Yes, strongly, somewhat, no?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, yes, strongly. Housing options for seniors, strongly, somewhat, no?
Somewhat.
Okay. Townhouses or attached homes?
Somewhat.
Okay. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
There's hardly any, I think, in that area.
So it would be strongly, somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you buying or living with friends, family?
I'm living with friends.
Now, I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Let's see here. Do you oppose or favor the way that we address housing costs and opinions? Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? Would that be strongly favor, somewhat favor, maybe somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat favored.
Somewhat favored, okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Somewhat.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Strongly in favor?
Strongly.
That would be strongly favor or strongly opposed?
Strongly favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Strongly favor.
Okay. Repurpose of replace, no, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Strongly favor.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly favor.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, Amber? High school?
High school diploma.
Okay. Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000?
$25,000.
Yes. Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Amber.
Thank you so much, Amber. Thank you for being so patient with me. I appreciate this. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a great evening. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.